This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 151 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2, Hate Zero. Eric, what's up, dude?
What is going on? I didn't open that can, but I'm happy it happened. So, what up, NPC fam? It is your boy, Hate Zero, your hero.
Mel, player 3, how are you?
Okay. I'm doing okay.
Okay. All right. That's good. And Destinot, a.k.a. drinking the Red Bull. How's it going?
What is up, familia? Yeah, thanks for joining me in my palatial New York apartment. We're just living it up with the high life here, just, you know, going super classy. So hope you enjoy the show. I think it's going to be a good one. Josh says it's going to be like the last one, so I'm confused now.
What? So, it's not going to be the...
Thanks for coming out.
It's not going to be the last one. Everything's good. Oh, my gosh.
No, like, it's not the last one. You said this show is going to be as good as the last one.
But oh, not, like, I so see.
Now I'm confused.
Oh, I thought he was telling
me. The word good was included.
This is the last one you're doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that I believe.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that I believe.
So... That music you just heard was from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. This is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC and pick up something awesome like Console Wars that is being made for TV. Can't wait to see that. So that's audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. Go to OP Seat. Nope. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. Automatically save $10 at checkout. All chairs right now, I believe, are $20 off with free shipping. So, you know, it's a great time to get yourself a gaming chair. And I've been drinking the Zest Tea, guys. I'm loving this stuff. If you go to n64josh.com/zesttea, you will get a coupon for $5 off. And this stuff has more caffeine than coffee. I'm using it's actual tea bags, and I'm using one bag for two cups, and I'm loving this stuff. It's gotten me through my day, and I'm really liking it. So that's n64josh.com/zesttea. Let's get to the announcements.
Listen.
All right. Well, hey, guys, we have something kind of special going on right now. One of our moderators, Mr. Cool Red Luigi, was in a car accident, hit a deer, and totaled his car. And they've been having a heck of a time trying to get a car. So we're coming together as a community trying to raise some money for him. So I set up a GoFundMe. If you guys can donate anything, awesome. If you can just share, that's awesome as well. If you go to n64josh.com/help, it will take you directly to the GoFundMe. And we're trying to help them get money for a down payment or whatever they need this holiday season. So thank you guys in advance for that. Again, that's n64josh.com/help. We do this show live on twitch.tv/n64josh, 6:30 on Tuesdays, 4:30 on Thursdays. And it's been a good time. So thank you, everybody that's here right now. I see Cayman and anyone and Mr. Cool Red Luigi and Splice Stream, Plumber, anyone else that's just hanging out. I see Rubface just subbed. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Guys, I am streaming Monday through Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Sometimes earlier, the way my work schedule is now, sometimes that works out. So come hang out. I'm really, really trying hard to push for partnerships. So what that means is that I need viewers. That doesn't mean you have to come in and chat and all that kind of stuff. But if you have just an extra screen laying around, or you're just happen to be gaming and you know I'm streaming, if you throw the stream on just a tab and just even just lurk, that helps so much. So don't feel any pressure to do this, obviously. But if you want to help me get to that, I got to get to a 75 average viewer. And this is going to be the best way to do it. I would greatly appreciate it. I see people in chat saying, that's what I do. So thank you guys so much. I do appreciate it.
12 accounts on 12 TVs.
Right. I've got all my old iPads set up with different Twitch accounts. Yeah. So But no, the main thing is I want you guys to be able to get more emotes. Like, that's the thing that's killing me right now. We've got people subbing and they just get one emote. So I'm like, okay, we got to step this thing up here. So if you guys want to come hang out, I would love it. I would love it. Cayman says, I'll pressure you. Do it. lastly, guys, our first look is at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday mornings. This Friday, it might be six. I don't know. I don't know how late I'm going to be playing Smash that night. So we'll just see. But I have two long streams, Friday and Saturday. Saturday, I'm going to be doing giveaways, eShop cards, things like that throughout the day. So if you get a chance to come hang out, it's going to be a long stream, probably 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And but there will be some breaks because I'm going to be healthy about it. You know, that's the other thing. If you're streaming Smash, take some breaks, stretch your legs. You don't want to get a blood clot, you know, stay hydrated, all that good stuff. Like, you still got to take care of yourself.
How long are you playing for, man?
So, well, you know, you can throw it. Yeah. A long flight. You can throw a blood clot. So just make sure you're, you know, be healthy. That's it. So, with that, we're going to get into our reviews and impressions. Okay. Mel, you're going to kick us off because you played Cat Tales.
Yes. Play Cat Tales.
Yeah, so give us the lowdown on Cat Tales.
So basically, if you watch the trailer of this game, you would say it's like Stardew Valley with cats. And like, while watching the trailer, like, even before you say that, like, it looks exactly like Stardew Valley but with cats. And it even comes on the screen, it's like, hey, Stardew Valley with cats. Like, if you didn't understand completely. So basically, this game starts off as this little girl is with her mom. She goes to a store to buy a cat. Apparently, this is all fine and dandy. And then, like, eventually they get home one day, and the mom had enough of it. So she takes the cat and the girl. She drives off, and she just ditches the cat randomly. Like, oh, no. In the middle of nowhere.
Uh-oh.
So this cat basically has to learn to adapt as a, you know, wild cat. So basically it meets up this other cat named Coco. And Coco, I was like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to fight. I'm going to teach you how to hunt. And you need to pick a colony because this little world has three colonies. It has like a forest, a mountain, and a wetland. So the colonies basically are like cat gangs. So if you go into certain areas, you know, you're going to encounter that cat's colony. So you get to fight. So they can also come in your land too. So you know, you have to fight them. And, you know, I posted some little, you know, clips of it online and stuff.
It sounds like a way better version of Twilight.
Well, you can actually get married in this. You know, you can have kittens. So that's a thing.
Like I said,
I haven't done that yet because I'm still building up my friendships with the cats.
Trying to find the right yeah. cat.
Hey, there's 12 cats you can pick from. I need to know which one is the right one for Leo, which is what I named my cat, which is actually my dude's cat. And I made him look like my dude's cat. I also posted that on my Twitter, and they loved that, apparently. So, basically, you're just this wild cat trying to survive. And there's actually a little story to it. Like, I picked the forest colony. So I have to, like, unlock the Fortis Guardian, and he's going to be, like, the savior or something. But I'm trying to take over the other lands, too. So, you know, I'm going out and fighting. I'm collecting things. I'm hunting. You can hunt, like, you know, mice, bunnies, doves, catfish. You can actually fish. Mm. You can swim. You can go into caves and explore and, like, get all these little gems. And there's a lot of customization to this because when you first start off, it's just solid colors of cats. And like, I even wrote down like on my little notepad, I was like, this is stupid. You can't even have different patterns of cats. But then like 10 minutes into the game, it's like, oh, I can buy patterns of cats or I can earn them through a little festival. Because there's seasons, you know, there's time changes, there's weather changes, and it's not real time. It just goes pretty fast. And you have to feed yourself a lot or you're going to die. So there's like a little stomach meter at the bottom edge of your screen. So it's like, okay. All right. And there's skill points. So you have to earn them by fighting, hunting, finding stuff, even sleeping. You can just get points just for sleeping. So that's fun. And let's see. There's over 120 different cat designs. I got like
six. That's a lot.
Yeah. And I actually found one that was watermelon.
Were you so stoked?
Oh, yeah. Because I was looking for the design of the cat because I wanted to match my dude's cat. And I was looking how to get it. I magically picked the white colony because it was the one you had to buy. I was like, thank you. I can actually buy this. But that's cool. While looking, I saw a watermelon one. And it's like, hey, if you go into the credits, there's this little mini game where you're like a mouse. And you have to jump on top of like 750 names. If you do that, you get the watermelon skin. So, of course, you know, I wasted like 15 minutes doing that to get that. You can also get other skins by, there's these little festivals at the end of each season. So basically, there's like these little Toto races. You just bet on like which Toto is like going to be the best. And you can cheer them on and, you know, they can cross the finish line. So you can buy certain skins like that. Or you can buy a pet Toto, which was what I did instead. So I can have a little Toto follow me around. Because there's accessories, too. Like, you can have an eye patch. You can have, like, a hat. You can have, like, a little sweater, you know. You can dress up your cat. You can dress up your den. Like, you can put, like, fireflies in it. You can put, you know, plants and stuff. And then, let's see. The fighting. The fighting is pretty basic. To where you actually have to look in for openings. So you just can't, like, spam it, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And you earn points like that. And you can use those points to improve, like, your swimming, your finding, your fighting, all that stuff. And you can learn other skills, too. Like, I learned the sprint skill, so my cat can run fast. But you can't just spam that. There's a cooldown, you know. It kind of cools down slowly. But there's these little rainbow paw print things you can find around the world to where you can increase stuff. Like, I found one and my health went up. So that's actually pretty helpful because I actually been dying a lot because there's like difficulty settings. It was like, what is this? It's a little CAD game. And I'm just so normal, but I'm still pretty early on. So I'm slowly trying to make my cat into this, you know, this big tomcat, you know, trying to get all the girls and get all the land. You know, that's my goal here. But yeah. The number one complaint I have about this game. Can any of y'all guess what I don't like?
Was there like 20 bugs that you found in the first 5 minutes?
No, this is actually one of the few games I didn't break. This also has video caption too, so thank you, cat people. Yeah, I love that. But, see,
what?
I'm not a big cat person.
So you wish it was a dog game?
Yes, I wish it was dogs. It should have been dogs. If it was dogs, this would have been my favorite game ever. And this game was made by a husband and wife and their cat. So they had like the cat on the screen too when I looked at the developer page, which was Falcon Development. And it's $14.99. It's Stardew Valley with cats, basically. It's very chill. You know, there's a lot of things to collect. There's a lot of things to explore. And you get to be a cat. So that is what I played this week besides Aces and Kirby. I did a little bit of the new Kirby update and oh boy, I was so close to beating the Soul Meter thing, like the secret one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like one hit away from this guy and I died. So that was like 25 minutes wasted of my life.
Oh, no.
So I haven't gone back to that yet, but I did the other thing with was like the other dimension thing, which is really nice because you get to use all the different buddies, you know. So that worked out good. And then the Aces thing we talk about later. Oh, and I did the coffee game too, but I jump in when you do that.
Yeah, so I'll pick that up right there with the coffee crisis. So that was the developer was kind enough to give us a handful of copies, and so. Kirby and I both jumped into that. And for me, it's the kind of game as a kid I absolutely loved. It's your typical Final Fight, Double Dragon, Ninja Turtles, right? But it's all metal. The music is all metal. And the like your main character is this barista who's carrying around this bag of espresso beans just
as just, one does.
Nick. Yeah. Nick.
Ashley's the other one.
Did you say Mike? Is that his name?
No, Nick.
Nick and Ashley. There you go. So yeah, so you're using that as a weapon, and it was a really fun pick 'em up, you know, beat 'em up. Like I the little bit of time I spent with it, I enjoyed. I was like, you know, this is pretty good. The graphics were really cool. There was you could tell it felt like a Sega Genesis game. And I know they actually made a cart, right? Is that mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made a cart for this game legit. That plays on the Sega. So, and it totally has that feel to it. So I overall, I enjoyed it. I didn't spend a ton of time with it. I did my first look. You can check it out on YouTube, of course. But the little bit that I did play, I thought it was all right. What'd you think, Kirby?
Well, I played this over Thanksgiving break. You know, I did it with my cousin because we played these types of games all the time, like Golden Axe and, you know, Streets of Rage. So immediately, like, I had to give him, like, the tiny little Joy-Con, you know. That didn't go over too well for him because, you know, he's a large guy.
Is this the same cousin you locked out of the room to play Duck Hunt?
Yeah.
I love that you guys are still gaming together. That is
And now beautiful. You're like, oh, here's little Joy-Con.
Mm. Yeah, he's like, yeah. I'm like,
have fun with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how it went down. But I didn't like how the main two buttons were like the shoulder buttons. Like I had my, you know, my Splatoon Joy-Cons. Like, I was like, no, we have to stop. We're getting my gray ones out because you're not breaking this. I'm not breaking this. No, we're getting the gray ones out. So we got the boring gray out. You know, we were playing it. And even to this day, he wouldn't let me be the female, like the girl character. I had to be Nick. Like, he's like, no, Ashley's my girl. I'm like, you don't even know Ashley. He's like, no, that's mine. He's like, whatever.
That's so, the power of the waifu.
Yeah, he was always, that was always his thing, man. Like, I couldn't be Chun-Li in Street Fighter. I'm like, I kick, that's my thing. He's like, no, you can't do that. I'm hooked. So anyway, you know, the game is about like 8 levels, I think. Mm-hmm. We completed it once. It's very, very silly. Like, the story is about like this group of aliens. They're trying to take over all the Wi-Fi. Because that's like the most precious thing. It's like that, cat videos, metal, and old video games. So, you know, you have your basic attacks. You have special moves you can use, but they take away your health. So you don't want to use it too much. You can pick up and grab people. Like, we were picking up, like, little ladies, you know, just tossing them. And the game is super unserious. Like,
yes,
they were talking about, like, correct. Skinny Chesney instead of Kenny Chesney, you know?
Yes. Like a total metalhead, like, why would we go to this concert, you know, just that kind of stuff. And yeah,
it was funny. And there's also a couple of little internet references too, like do y'all know like Metal Rock Jesus, I think that's his name, like the YouTuber?
Yeah
like he
heard of it.
He does like the collection stuff, like the Blu-ray stuff, like you should look at this, you should buy this. Well, he's actually in there.
And, oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah. He actually has my favorite part in the game. He pulls out a zapper as his one of his weapons, and he uses the orange one. That is the best part of this game. He uses the correct color zapper.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
No.
That's unfortunate.
So we actually did lose, and there's, like, passwords. You know, like, after you defeat, like, a level, they'll show you the password. And, like, to the, like, even then, he was like, no, write this down. I'm like, we don't have to write it down anymore. We have phones. He's like, oh, yeah. Because that was my job as a kid. Like, we had the little notepad, and I was like, he was like counting them off. He's like, 7, 8, 11, 11, 6, S. Write it down. So, you know, I took the picture. We punched it in. I mean, I didn't have fun with that, but I get why they did this. You know, like the little throwback, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Overall, I really did like it. It's just at the end of the day, it kind of just made me want to play Golden Axe and Streets of Rage. Mm. Like, I'm itching for that now. But it just came out.
The Genesis collection's coming.
I know. Oh. The Genesis was my baby, you know. But, yeah.
What an awful day for that to come.
But, yeah. Yeah, it does.
It does.
I know what I'm getting.
So
that'll be good.
The other fighter, or other brawler that I played was 99 Vitas, and I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. I don't know. And it was also sent to me from the developers. This one has online, I believe, up to 4 players, And it really, really felt like a Ninja Turtle game, like the four player arcade style game. And so it was just a good week overall for that genre of game. What I've found for myself personally, like, I think the best way to play that is either, you know, jump online with somebody while you're chatting and play, or the way Mel did it, where you just sit down and hand somebody a controller and say, let's go through this. You know, I bought the Capcom Beat 'em Up collection, and the main reason was for, like, hey, this holiday when we've got a bunch of people staying with us, like, that's another game on the list for my uncle and myself to play, you know. And speaking of, like, arcade games that we will be playing together, R-Type Dimensions EX is on the Switch. And I have to tell you, like, I've always been a fan of R-Type. I thought I've always loved that series. I played it in the arcade as a small kid. I played it on the Super Nintendo. I remember, for some reason, R-Type's artwork for the Super Nintendo box, like, will forever be just engraved in my mind. Like, it's just one of those pieces of art that was always around, the little ship shooting at the giant alien. And I think it's because it reminded me of, like, the alien movies, you know, that kind of stuff. So we jump into this one, and I'm just expecting R-Type, right? That's what I'm expecting. And that's what it is. It's that, except for they have all these options. You can make it look like you're playing the, you can change between the old school version, like the old school graphics, to new graphics. You can set yourself up so you're actually, it looks like you're standing at an arcade machine and you can see the joystick moving while you're controlling your ship. And overall, I was just really impressed. You're getting two games here. They both do the same thing. You can modify the screen how you want, all that kind of stuff. And, I think it's coming in. I picked it up for $11.99 on sale. It may still be at that price. I think that was a sale price. I think it's going to be $14.99. But overall, like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I recommend checking out the video if you want a little more info. I had a number of, I think Crawler was in chat and he was like, well, I'm picking this game up now because this is awesome. You know? So it really, really was cool. So, other than that, I jumped back into Carnival Games a little bit more. Didn't get a chance to do any motion control stuff, but played a few of the other games. And, you know, good family game. It's fun little party game. And then I made my way through six gyms in Pokemon so far. That's where I'm at. And then, of course, I've been playing a lot of Smash and having a lot of fun with that. So, Destinot, what were you playing this week?
So, Sunday, I'm minding my own business like I do. And someone in Discord is like, this game is great. And someone's like, best soundtrack ever. And, you know, I clearly stepped into it like 20 minutes too late. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And they're like, duh, like Celeste, best game ever. And I'm like, not even on my radar. And someone in this chat, I don't want to mention names, Hate Zero, is like, what? Like, don't even look, like, don't even talk to me. Don't look at me. And then out of nowhere, he's like, Merry Christmas. And I'm like, don't even start that, dude. It's like December 2nd. Like, no. But then I notice I have a notification and I look at it and boom, there's a code in there. So, well, I'll hold off on that, what I was about to say. But so I'm like, okay, I load it in. Now, clearly, this is a game that people have heard about and enjoy because it is. We were talking last week how it's on the list to be game of the year. And we were even talking about, like, this is like the odd man out, you know, because it's like all these other games are AAA games. And how do you compare Celeste to these other games? Let me tell you folks something real quick about this. And I'm not going to get into spoiler territory at all, but okay, near Automata, I brought on myself and did this to myself. But now people are forcing other games on me that are ruining gaming for me. And I mean it in this way. So I'm playing the game. And Josh, well, real quick, Josh, mm-hmm. you have a surround sound system.
Yep.
Was there a reason you bought that? Like, was there something that was like, I need to get this? Like, because of this, or was there like a movie that you were just like, I gotta get surround sound because I want to watch this movie, like in this, or is that just me?
I mean, I just always loved going to the movies and hearing the sound all around you. So that was, I mean, even in high school, I bought surround sound for myself and then, you know, upgraded as I became an adult. So like, yeah, I love it. It's like, it's weird for me to watch something on a television with like the TV speakers or something. It's like, this is weird.
So I'm kind of like the same way. Like in high school, I too bought a surround sound system pretty much because of the movies like Star Wars. I was like, dude, I know Mel's is rolling her eyes. I can't see it right now, but yeah. So I'm like, I need surround sound because I need the spaceships to be like flying through my living room. I need this. So I have three monitors right now, not because I'm like, I want to be a streaming god. It's because I was like, I need to play, Sea of Thieves in three monitors. Like, if you haven't played Sea of Thieves in three monitors, I don't know what you're doing with your life. Just whatever. Go back and do whatever. Well, get three monitors and then go do whatever. So what I'm getting at is sometimes there's a certain product that makes you want to go out and purchase, like, I need new gear. I need to upgrade my gear. I need a better computer. I need a bigger TV. So Celeste, when I'm playing it, to get back to Celeste, the music in that game is, the only word I can use to describe it is, it's stupid. Stupid in that, I'm like, again, no spoilers, beginning of chapter 4, I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is very, very good recording of piano. And there's a waterfall in the background. And I'm like, I find myself turning my headphones up and up and up. And I'm wearing them today. These are my cool guy headphones that are like open back. Like, Josh, say something.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, they can hear you. Yeah. Because they're open back and everything is very spacious and very awesome. They're not cheap. It's like, do I get these or do I get a Switch? And I'm also like powering this stuff through stupid stuff that you should not be listening to while watching or playing a video game. Like, let's see here. So, I mean, that's an outboard DAC. And then I don't know if you can see right here. This is my baby. Okay. Like, this is a Emotiva 50 watts per channel headphone amp. And the cool thing about this is, so it's, as you can see, it's got the headphone jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's resistors in there that reduce the wattage so that you don't completely blow up your headphones. Well, there's two little jumpers in there that you can remove and literally blow up your headphones. These, like, I could turn this thing up and it's guaranteed to break whatever I plug into this thing. So you have to be very judicious about it. You have to be an adult. Now, back to Celeste. I'm playing Celeste, and there's this piano playing, and I'm turning it up. I have this thing at levels to the point where I feel like I'm in the waterfall. And I'm like, this is stupid. Like, I'm like, this sounds so good that I was actually, I was playing the game, but I sat back, I had my head back, closed my eyes, and I'm like, I could fall asleep right now. And this is just the start of level 4. And someone in Discord was originally like, oh, the chiptunes are so good. Yes, the chiptunes are good. But it's also mixed in with this like acoustic guitar and piano. And it's these two things. And I'm starting to talk about story now because now there's like these two things. And it's almost like they're opposite from one another. But yet they meld together. And again, I feel like I'm getting into spoilers here. But I'm just talking about the music, people. So this game is, again, it's ridiculous. Yes, I'm listening it to on equipment that's, like I said, way more than the Switch even costs. But if you can afford this, like, eat macaroni for a month and go out and buy this equipment. DM me if you want to know what it is. Someone paid a lot of attention to the sound of this game, and it is amazing. Now, okay, I'm going to wrap up my review here real quick because, okay, get this game because it's amazing. I don't really know how to end this, but there was this movie I saw one time where this kid was writing a paper and his older brother was like, well, if you don't know what to do, just steal from someone else and go out strong. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to condense it for time and content. But this is a game that is not a product of its time. It's not a third person action adventure open world shooter with RPG elements.
We've got roguelike.
Right, yeah. It's not roguelike. It's okay, so it's a side scroller. It's retro. Sure, you can say, like, well, that's been done before. But it's not just retro. Like, there's some visuals in there that are higher quality, like when they do the close-ups of the characters' faces. The sound is stupid. I don't know other have any other way to describe it other than it is stupid how good it is. I have no other way to describe it. Again, not a product of its time. It's like its own thing. Doesn't have, like, I might be getting ahead here because I just read a note off the chart here, but it doesn't, I was going to say it doesn't have DLC or season passes, but in some respects it doesn't. It doesn't need it because I'm on chapter 4. So, again, not a product of its time. I really hope it doesn't get forgotten to time. And if it does, well, then F time. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about
that. I'm going to start crying.
It was fun. I liked it. If it was music, it had a beat and you can dance to it. So go out and try it.
Can you touch on the controls at all? Because I found the controls to be some of the best platforming controls I've ever played.
So I know you just mentally dropped $600 to $700 on audio equipment to play this game properly. But pick up, throw another 40, 60, 50 bucks in there. This game, I know Hayden and I rave about the 8-bit D-pad. Let's put it this way. This game, I never had a fault with it before, but there was some misinputs. I think it was more of my own self. But I was getting some misinputs with this controller, but I can only imagine how bad it would have been on the standard Pro controller. Like, I probably would have thrown multiple things out the window. So, but yeah, I highly recommend a good D-pad, whatever you're playing it on. But, dude, it's fast, it's frantic, the music's amazing. I'm not even, like I said, I hadn't even touched on the story because I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but it's better than the typical, hey, this person's shooting, it has a story, let's say that. So, yeah, check it out. Definitely check it out. And I think I'm on the hate bandwagon, and I think it is probably going to be game of the year.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Wrap it up. We've done it, boys.
Where are you at? Eric, what'd you play this week?
Well, I went back and played a little bit of Celeste because someone asked me how many deaths I had, and I was like, well, I already loaded it. Might as well play a little bit.
Right.
And pretty much just Let's Go. I bought two games with the intention of playing them, but I couldn't break away from Let's Go and then Celeste. I picked up Undertale when it was on sale, and I picked up Okami HD. I want to play both of those. I will maybe eventually play both of those.
Someday.
Yeah. When there's time, whenever that'll be.
The backlog.
Yeah. Throw them in the backlog. But I'm very happy that Destinat, you played Celeste. You nailed everything. But the things people don't talk about with that game is it was made by Matt Makes Games. He didn't do it by himself. He had a team of four people. So it was him and four other people who made that game. Like, it took them 2 years to do. They were also running Instagram accounts for the characters 6 months before the game was even a thing anyone knew about. Their music is an original soundtrack. You can get it on Spotify. You can buy it. I think they have it on vinyl as well. You can buy it on cassette. So they're just doing amazing things with this little $20 indie game. Like, there's no excuse not to own it. There just is no excuse not to own it. So there you go.
All right. Well, there you go. We're going to get to the news. We're going to actually talk about Celeste in the news. So here we go. All right. So we actually have a couple talking points and a question we have to get to. So we're going to kind of blaze through the news right now. But Celeste is getting a new harder and weirder mode on PC that will be making its way to the Switch in the near future. It dropped on PC before Matt left for the Game Awards. So but it's on, all it says is near future for Switch. So we don't have an exact time. We don't even know what harder and weirder means. Like, I mean, obviously harder is, you know, pretty self-explanatory, but weirder, I don't know. I don't know.
I can see it.
So
I hope it's like the stuff in the core, if y'all did that, like the core of the mountain stuff, because that I feel like is where the game really shines, because it adds different layers of challenge and depth and ideas.
Hmm. Interesting.
I hope it's that.
So another old school game that has actually been getting delayed a few different times, but is finally going to make its way to store shelves or digital. I don't know if it's getting physical or not, but in March of 2019 is Toe Jam and Earl. So, you know, I've played very, very little of this series whatsoever. So I don't have any nostalgia for it, but I remember as a Nintendo kid thinking like, this is so weird. Why don't they come up with something as good as Mario? Like, that's what I used to think.
Why isn't there a plumber in this? This game's terrible.
Yeah. Who names themselves Toe Jam? That's gross. You know, so.
That's a name you never forget, though.
That's true. You'd never do. That, same with the artwork. It sticks with you. So, Pokemon Go on the phones is going to be releasing a PvP this month. So if you're playing some Pokemon Go, you can finally start doing some PvP battles. It's been, I think people have been wanting that for a very long time. So finally here.
It's
A Assassin's Creed compilation listed by a German retailer. We don't have any other details other than that. So this seems like a no-brainer. Like, of course they are. My question is it the Enzo collection or whatever? Because I'd be down. That'd be all right to check out. I've only played through the first game. I hear the second one is amazing. How many games are they going to put on the cart, and how many are we going to have to download?
One.
Yeah, exactly.
All the others.
Exactly.
The rest are digital downloading.
So, and I said the name wrong on purpose, and pudding is triggered.
I didn't even notice that.
Mission accomplished. I named him after, I thought he was named after a Ferrari. I guess not. And then let's see here. Splatoon 2 final update is live. So Mel downloaded that just before, or what did you say, before the show or yesterday?
Before the show.
Yeah. So that's available. Add some more guns. I can't remember all the details.
There's no Zapper. Sorry.
There's no Zapper. That's too bad.
It's like a new mini splatting, dualies. Like two other guns, I can't remember.
Okay.
But it's that same line they've been doing the past couple.
Right, where everything's like black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Cool. And then lastly, if you want to jump back into Mario Tennis Aces, do a tournament, you're going to unlock Petey Piranha and Shy Guy. And has anybody played this to see what happens if you, there's Petey Piranha's arm go flying if you break the racket when you're playing as him or against him?
He kind of just, he doesn't really lose anything. Like, he still has the arm, like, go for the next serve. It's just kind of like this big splash of stuff. I didn't see anything break off. I was kind of disappointed.
Just goes limp, so.
Yeah.
And then, if you're a big fan of Yoshi, which I know, like, shout out to Rust Belt Kid. He is a huge Yoshi fan. You are able to unlock the different colors of Yoshi by doing the, is it called the multiplayer challenge? Is that what it is?
It's like a co-op challenge, like ring toss, ring something, something like that. I did it earlier. And
You're at the mercy of who you're playing against, and it's random. So, you know.
Well, you can pair up with your buddies. It's just I didn't do so at the time because I kind of play like super late at night. So this is what I experience. It's either one, they don't know what to do, because the goal of the ring toss, ring mode, whatever, is basically there's different color rings. You have to match your shots to your color so you can get bonus points and you can get the frenzy time. People are just hitting the ball, you know, like whatever, because they don't get it. So we're not getting the frenzy. We're not meeting the quota. And if they do get it and they're still hitting the ball, they just want the most points overall, because you get each individual points for the stupid ranking. So this guy with like 2,600 points, he's just hitting everything. He's just doing it for his own personal ranking. And we're not getting any kind of points. Like, we might get, like, you know, 2,000 points out of like 5,000. Like, yeah, that's helpful, dude. Like, how am I going to get my costume? I don't care about your little stupid ranking. I want my costume. So, play with your friends. Find some friends. Make sure they understand and you have fun. And this one is just buttons. You don't have to use the swing mode like you did for the boo. So that's also really nice, because I know a lot of people didn't like that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's nice. That is nice to know. Nightcrawler has a PSA and says, play with your teammates, not against them. So he was ranting in my chat yesterday, in my stream yesterday about that. So that was quite funny. So there you go. Let's get to our talking points.
Here we go.
Okay. Because we do this so often, we've talked about so many different things with the Game Awards. I can't even remember if we've covered this or not, but I feel like it's a good topic to cover. Have we talked about Nintendo's, like, our predictions for what Nintendo's going to announce tomorrow?
I don't think we did. I think we talked about their kind of their lack of games that are in the running to win stuff. Obviously, they've got the family category kind of on lockdown. And like we mentioned earlier, Celeste is there, but Celeste wasn't exactly a all Nintendo game. It was cross-platform. Right. So I don't think we've talked about any announcements. I know there was one that I heard with Reggie. You mentioned something.
I mean, here's what we know.
You mentioned to, what's his name, Jeff?
Yeah.
I think he's like, maybe we should play something. Maybe we should. And it's like, what are they gonna play? And of course, he was wearing the Samus S t-shirt under his his kind of like his trademark blazer or whatever he wears on top. So clearly, everyone's like, it's gonna be Metroid. It's like, this dude probably wears Nintendo shirts every single day of the week. So
I think he wears a lot of Metroid stuff too. Like if you go back through Reggie's history,
so
that's the teaser I kind of heard. Which again. Rumors / whatever, him going like, we might play something,
so
maybe they're gonna play something.
So Smash. Like crawler saying Prime Trilogy, there's like the internet was kind of on fire today with like a photoshopped Prime Trilogy on the Switch, and when upon digging a little bit further, what this was is a retailer speculating that it's coming out and then posting something about it. So they have no insider information, anything like that. Like there is no leak. It's literally a retailer speculating. So that's why we didn't even really have it in our notes, but I figured we might as well bring that up here. Like, so we don't know anything. If that comes out, I'm stoked, especially if I can play it with a pro controller. That's the biggest thing for me. If we get a Prime Trilogy announcement, just let me play with the pro controller. I don't want to play with the Pokeball. I don't want to play with motion controls. They can put it there for people that are down. But for me, just let me, because those games have multiplayer too. And if they had online multiplayer, it might even pull me away from Smash. So
maybe.
But let's talk about like what we think Nintendo is going to announce. Somebody asked this in the Discord and I said, this is easy. It's going to be Waluigi and Smash. That he's going to be the day one patch. Everyone's shaking their heads. No.
I told you I will burn my copy of Smash live on the NPC.
Look, Mel told me today that she's so against Waluigi being in Smash that she's not even going to buy the season pass. She will leave the option available
to make sure he's not in
to
it.
Not purchase him and just purchase the one she wants. So,
I don't get him.
Mel,
Go ahead. I was going to say, I saw a meme the other day that said Waluigi was only created so that Wario would have a teammate in tennis.
No, that's like, not a meme. That's a fact.
She's like, no, that's real life. That actually happened.
That's
that was confirmed by the world.
Kirby is shaking her head. Game, we can't even.
He was in. He was in Strikers.
Yeah, but tennis came first.
Yeah.
It was the N64. They're like, hey, we need a doubles partner for Wario. He doesn't have anybody. Like, we can't use Captain Soap. No, nobody played that game.
We could have just used Koopa Troopa though.
Yeah.
No, they had to make this abomination.
Yeah, I mean, they had the Wario, so they had to have a, evil Luigi to be his brother. And
some would say he originates from Wrecking Crew, so,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect example right here. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger and twins. Waluigi is just like the leftover doo-doo.
Don't at me.
No Waluigi love. I think he's okay. Like, no, I think he's
you
okay.
pity love him. So. That's different. Nobody wants
he's
to
okay
pity love.
For a trash character that no one likes.
I hope he's in the game. I'll never play as him. So
he is in the game. He's a little assist trophy, like he should be.
Right. That's what Springman is, and that makes me even more sad. So see? Yeah, you understand. So, yeah. Mel, what do you think we're gonna hear from Nintendo? They've said there's gonna be 10 games at the Game Awards that are going to be announced. I believe that's the verbiage. Don't quote me on it, but
that's it.
I was watching Jeff do a live stream on Twitter today, and he was talking about a few companies that are like, here's what's coming. And then he was like, and here's some stuff. And then he said, there's stuff we can't even mention at all. So, chat just said Waluigi's Mansion. That'll be DLC. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So Mel, what do you think? What do you think we're going to see from Nintendo?
Okay. I think we're just going to see maybe like one thing, because the Game Awards has a certain vibe to it. Like, we're not going to get like sneak peeks at like Animal Crossing at that. That's not really like really connected, related to that. Instead, I think we're going to see something from Platinum that's not Bayonetta 3. I think it's going to be something totally new. Because, you know, Platinum Games is usually that forte of that audience, you know. So I'm hoping, because there was like, what, a couple of weeks ago, maybe like a month ago, like some little talkings here and there, like, hey, they have like another game in development. Kind of thing.
I think it's two.
Yeah, it's like
well, they
two.
Said, well, at least one of them, I think, is brand new, like brand new, like
yeah. Because like we're guessing, port. Like the other one's just another port, like maybe like 101 kind of thing. But yeah, I think we're gonna get like a tiny sneak peek at the brand new thing. That's what I'm going with.
Okay, Eric, what about you, buddy?
Well, you said it earlier. We don't know anything. And boy, do I feel like that's correct. My guess is we're going to see a announcement like a Metroid 4, like, you know, teaser trailer, more than just the logo, and then a here's the trilogy, or, you know, here's a Pikmin 4. And see, that's not really a Game Awards type game. It's got to be action pretty much to even move the needle for Game Awards fans. But, you know, I think we're going to see something like, here's a big game you want that's not coming out till probably 2020, really. But in the interim, you're going to get this compilation. So a Pikmin or a Luigi's Mansion or something, you know, whatever it's going to be. I think we're going to get one. And then, you know, here's a, you know, keep you happy for a little bit.
Destin, where are you at?
I'm going to say it's going to be one of two things. And it's either going to be Metroid or it's going to be Bayonetta. And it's literally going to be like something like a black screen. And then like Bayonetta pops up wearing something not totally different, but just different enough, like a different scrunchie in her hair to get the internet on fire. So they're like, did you see the new scrunchie? No, did you see her glasses were red this time as opposed to mauve? Like, that means this, and get people just going nuts on Reddit. But it's just going to be her like popping up, pulling the sucker out of her mouth and like winking at the camera and then being like, you know, Bayo3. And that, or like, you know, it'll show some empty planet somewhere and then like Samus's ship will just like kick up dust and land, and then boom, fade to black. You know, and it'll be like that's it, no more, no less. Probably not even real game footage, and that's it.
So, I kind of agree with you guys. Like you're the way you're thinking. As far as like, I don't see it being Animal Crossing. I don't feel like that's a Game Awards type of game, right? Mr. Cool Red Luigi in chat says, is it going to be an announcement about something we don't already know about? Like, here's kind of what I'm thinking. Nintendo has kind of a weak showing at the Game Awards this year. Really. I mean, they almost had to make a category for them to put like Mario Tennis and Kirby. I don't even think Kirby's in there, but you know what I'm saying? Like the family game Labo, you know, that kind of stuff. Right. And so other than like Octopath, who's in a few different categories, there's really not a big, Switch presence. And so I kind of feel like they need to kind of go big with this. And I'm wondering if, you know, this may be a good place for Ubisoft to say, here's our next Switch exclusive. This, and it could be that we see this Assassin's Creed plus then, and this game being made specifically for the Switch is coming. It could be the Metroid stuff, but I just don't know how much Metroid moves the needle. Like, yes, there's a vocal minority that talks about it online, but I don't think there's like, the thing that they need is a Mario Kart or a Mario or a Zelda. And that, I just don't see that being a thing that's happening this year, right? Or being announced. But there's the potential that they announce something, even just tease it, that ends up being our big holiday game next year. And I'm talking about a game we have no clue. We have no clue at this point what it is. So I feel like we will also see something Smash related with it coming out the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Did they save a character that's part of this day one patch? I don't know.
How awesome would it be? So I think that's what they were alluding to. I think I just remembered right now. I kind of left out part of my little story about how Reggie was talking to Jeff and they were kind of bantering about how Jeff was like, sorry. We kind of like joking around, like we stole your day, you know? So you had to release it like on the 7th instead of the 6th, you know? So and then Reggie's just like, haha, you know? And they were talking about Smash when he said, maybe we'll play. Mm-hmm. I think it would be cool. Anyways. I don't know how cool you think it'd be. Like, what if Reggie was playing as like one character who wasn't even announced yet and Jeff was playing in another and they're just like, whoever wins, that's who's coming out tomorrow. Free download.
Reggie's not running red.
Well, Reggie will be there like going like derp, 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 yeah, and someone behind him will be actually playing.
Hey, I've seen Reggie fight every time I raid Joe after work and Reggie wins. Okay, so.
That is true.
But he's not going against Jeff here, you know? He's
Well, maybe they'll have like, you know, like the ringer, you know, like, well, fighting for me is going to be, you know,
bring some pros out. Yeah.
Or like the creator, you know, Shakazumi.
So Sakurai. My dark horse pick is a Zelda announcement of some kind. You know, we've seen the rumors that they want a new Zelda every year. When they say new, I assume they actually mean new to the Switch Zelda every year, you know, a remaster, a port, and then a new Zelda. So I think the announcement as my dark horse pick would be a Zelda.
Well, and Skyward Sword was just teased, you know, and they denied it. Of course they're going to deny it. Like,
well, they're famously, I mean, if you look back, like they've famously denied everything. Whenever they say at this time, that basically it, yeah, it makes the denial nothing. It turns it into nothing. So,
yeah,
there's no story to go along with. Well, there's no hype. It's just like, yeah, here it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, well, thank you.
Well, I'd be hyped for it. I don't care.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're actually going to get to our listener question today. So let's do this. All right, so this is from Ninja Dan, and it says, hey, all I wanted to say, I'm super stoked with Nintendo's offerings on the Switch. The quality and support has been exceptional, and it's nice to say you're a Nintendo console owner with pride again. With that said, ARMS has probably not been the successful IP that they wanted it to be. Do you think Nintendo needs to release a major new 3D IP? Do you see Nintendo releasing another one on Switch? And if so, what genre do you want? Okay. So, Mel, do you want to kick this off? You want me to push it to ARMS. Eric? Are you good?
No, I have something.
Okay.
I think ARMS did slightly better than what they expected. I'm hoping, because fighting games in general don't really move the needle too much anymore. I mean, it did like almost what, close to 2 million now? That's pretty good for stringy arm people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, I hope they would go back to it one day, like do, you know, a second one, you know, improve on it. But I'm really hoping for like a spooky horror game, you know, like they really dive deep into that. Like, I don't typically like those, but we don't really
Eternal
have,
Darkness?
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, I'm hoping we get something like that from them, because they haven't done that in, like, forever now. So, you know, it's kind of missing from them. You know, other developers and publishers and stuff, they put stuff out like that on the system. But we need one from them. So I'm hoping for that.
Eric, what about you?
ARMS not being successful like they wanted it to. I don't know. I assume their expectations were pretty low, and so it might have shot right where they expected. Obviously, they probably hoped for more than the however many, how many million did it sell? It wasn't a ton. But so I don't know. It's kind of different. It's not going to be for everyone. I think they knew that going into it. Do they need a new IP? They don't need it. Nintendo can live just off of the brands they have now. They don't have to introduce any new IPs. I think I want them to, and I want them to hit the first-person shooter market. Mm-hmm. And I know Metroid could fill that, but traditionally it hasn't done a good job of doing it. So I want them to make a good first-person shooter. It doesn't have to have Mario in it, but something. Something for us, you know, they did a pretty good job with Splatoon, so they are showing that they know how to make, you know, a shooting mechanics game, but I wanted a more traditional first-person shooter experience out of a Nintendo console.
That's not you?
I kind of agree with Hate as far as the... Do we need new IPs? Don't get me wrong, expansion is always good. Like, look at Splatoon. That was, from what I've read and seen online, it was almost like that wasn't the game that they kind of wanted, but it was almost like there was this young team that came along. We're like, hey, let's can we flesh this out? And then, so, you know, it was almost like going to show, like, oh, cool, like, you get some new blood in there, you might need to get some new ideas in there. And when those new ideas might turn into Splatoon. So, yeah, I think, you know, ARMS could have gone that way. Like Mel said, though, that it's like, hey, it's stringy arm people fighting with a very wonky control mechanic. Wow, it didn't take off and sell 500 billion. I don't think they saw that. You know, I mean, come on, they've been around forever. So I think they know what could sell instantly. Like, they could probably pump out a Call of Duty style game and be like, yeah, it'll sell tons because it's that style of game that's all the rage, you know? But they decided not to do that. So, like, hey, let's put our spin on, you know, shooters. I too would like to see a first person shooter. I think Metroid could be the perfect platform for that. I kind of always saw Metroid as like the more realistic one man army, one woman army, whatever. You know, you got like the Duke Nukem games where like, I'm one man, I'm like Rambo, I'm going to run through this world and shoot everything with two guns. And we've seen, like, you know, where's Duke Nukem now? Like in the bargain basement bin.
Right.
Whereas Samus is more the, I'm this vulnerable character, I am one person, but I need to watch what I'm doing to go through this world. So how does that fit in with first person shooters and like going all out and shooting people with guns? Well, maybe they don't have to use Samus as like the main character of the shooter. What if it's like, hey, you know that team that's in the background that ran behind Samus in that one scene down a hallway? Those guys are like the cool commando BAs, you know? So maybe expand the universe, right? You know, throw some characters in there that are in the main story of the, like, the first person, or I'm sorry, the single player game, and be like, oh yeah, this is the team that is in the background. You can play as them now in the multiplayer. I guess similar to the way Ripley was in Aliens, and then you had all these cool Marines with her, and like, I don't know. When I was a kid, I was like, yeah, I want to be one of those Marines and fighting aliens. Well, they weren't even really the main characters, though.
On DS, they had Metroid Prime Hunters, and all it was a bunch of different like bounty hunters and stuff, you know?
Right.
And so
let's do it right this time.
Yeah. Not put it on the, not make a first person shooter on the DS. Although I did try to play that as best I could. Like I had good, I enjoyed the times that the deathmatch was crazy. It was very fast paced, but, so I think Arms probably did what they expected. They put it out and I think wasn't 2 weeks later, like either Mario Kart or Splatoon was out. Like it seemed like
it was like a month away from.
Yeah, it got overshadowed pretty quick. So, I mean, I felt like they did a pretty good job marketing that game. And then they did a really good job getting like tournaments and stuff going with, like at E3 and things like that, you know? So overall, I think the game probably exceeded their expectations is my guess. Of course, they always wanted to do better, but you're talking about a brand new IP on a brand new system that had a very small install base when it initially came out. Right. I mean, you can only expect that game to do so well because then by the time Christmas came and everybody's getting Odyssey and then going back and getting Zelda, like, Arms is probably not high on people's list. Right. And I'm sure their market research would show things like that. Like there's, you know, they have to think about that stuff going into it. So I'm pretty sure it did what they expected. I mean, go ahead.
I was saying, what do you think if that game was the new Punch-Out?
I mean, I don't like, we jokingly, I remember putting up a meme like on Reddit saying I wanted to see Little Mac with the spring hand. I can't remember what the name of it is now. Ultra Hand, right? Mm. With boxing gloves on the end of it. That's an old Nintendo toy. Like I wanted them to really dig into the vault there, but, you know, I would still want to see an actual Punch-Out personally. Because Punch-Out's more of a puzzle game than a fighting game. If you think about it, it's about rhythms, you know? And so, so that's personally, that's what I would like to see. But
so it sold 2 million copies.
Yeah.
So as of July, I don't think that's that terrible for a game like that. I mean,
no. And they've pushed it. They've put it on sale. They've done multiple like demo weekends and free play mm-hmm. weekends and things like that. Like they knew what it was going into it. So it takes some time to get to get something like this off the ground. As far as seeing new major IP, I've wanted that for a while. I want to see something from Nintendo that wows us in the same way that Mario and Zelda do. You know, I've wanted to see something like that for a while. Another character that they could add to the mix, somebody that could be in the next Smash game, things like that. You know, kind of like what I really hoped Joanna Dark would be back on the 64, and then what I thought would be on the GameCube, and then. You know, unfortunately, it's just
childhood was robbed.
It's just not the same. It's not the same.
Do you think they need it, though?
OK, that's an excellent question. And I think if they want the press, meaning if they want the exposure for something like the Game Awards and things like that, they need something like that because there's really you're talking about Nintendo only being able to put out Game of the Year if it's Mario or Zelda. You know, and I mean, not that, I mean, we've went into detail about this, if it's that important, but I mean, I would love to see something like what else does Miyamoto have or who is he mentored and what other like creative minds, what could we see? What's on some cocktail napkins that hasn't been greenlit yet. You know, that's what I'm curious about. But on top of that, not only new IP, but I would love to see them actually do something right with some of the IP that they've kind of had some missteps. Star Fox could be an amazing, could fill a spot for that space shooter, kind of like Starlink did. But I mean, more like for me to be more like the original Star Fox or 64, you know, where you had like, it was just a better space shooter. Right. You look at like Rogue Squadron, Rogue Leader, those Star Wars games that were on the system back in the day. I feel like there's potential there.
So I obviously this is immediately proven wrong by last year, but I feel like to win Game of the Year, you have to be an M-rated game. Look at what Celeste is up against. That's the only non-M-rated game running for Game of the Year. Last year, Zelda won, obviously, but Zelda and Mario were the only exceptions to that rule. If you look back at the history, like Overwatch won, I don't know. You Overwatch just looked through the Last of Us One game of the year. Does Nintendo need to hit that mature IP to? Because Star Fox isn't going to do it unless you start getting really morbid. We're not seeing a M-rated Star Fox. It's not happening.
No, but we got to see things like Eternal Darkness back in the day. Is that going to hit Game of the Year? Not necessarily. But would it be something that people are kind of like, what, like, how much would the internet just blow up if it was like, whoa, Nintendo has an M-rated game coming out. This looks pretty, you know, pretty dark, maybe good story, that kind of stuff. Like, you know. But at the same time, I mean, Nintendo's doubling down on their family stuff. They're building, I mean, they've got the Nintendo Land or whatever going in Florida now, right? So, I mean, they've got the movie coming out. So, like, at the same time, they seem to be heavily going that way. I mean, putting cereal out again, that kind of stuff. So it would be great for our demographic, right? And maybe even... Maybe even younger, a little younger. But the real question is could they put out something that would stop that those younger generations from playing Fortnite?
Yeah, Fortnite too. That's what they need to make.
Right, yeah, I mean, yeah, that'd be cool, right? Kind of like let's see a Smash Bros. Third person shooter, basically. Like that's the battle royale. That might be kind of fun, but you know. I just don't know. Do we want to see something more creative from Nintendo rather than just a cash grab? But that might be a super fun cash grab. You know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of a mix. So
cash grabs. And when they do, it's like after the fad is over. It's like 10 years after the fact. It's like, hey, here's the Fortnite killer from Nintendo.
Right,
like,
right.
That's great, you know, but that's not really going to do anything now.
You know? Pokemon Candy Crush on the DS, like free to play, you know, like. Like it didn't go anywhere, but anyway, Dan, Ninja Dan, thank you so much. That was a great question. I want to backtrack just a second here because somebody in chat posted, what if we see the first DLC character from anyone? So maybe the show, the first paid DLC character, maybe it's Banjo, right? That's what they said in chat here. That got me thinking. What if Phil Spencer and Reggie got out and played a match of Smash and it was Banjo? Like, would that not just be the most crazy thing that we could experience? It'd be bonkers. You know,
I want to see.
It's going to be Steve. It's not going to be Banjo.
It's going to be Steve. Minecraft. I mean, Minecraft's huge, right? And that
would make people happy too. So, oh yeah, I mean, that would still be cool.
Well, but think about that. Now there's that whole generation of much younger kids that still love Minecraft that are like, I need Smash now because Minecraft's in it. It's a good business move. So
This is what I want to see. I want to see someone out there like Reggie, like maybe playing as Mario. I want to see Phil out there playing like Banjo. And then I want someone from Sony playing Crash. And I want to see that three-way head-to-head.
Dude, it would be the most intense battle. Like, it'd be like a...
And that's what I'm saying. And even then, they could bring out their own, you know, sandbag and like, oh, well, my thumb hurts. So here's, you know, some pro Smash player. He's going to play for me, you know, and then have like maybe just three pros come out and represent,
you know,
the different guys and just go
and
nuts.
Hideo's going to be there so he can play as Snake. And let's just get crazy with it.
Exactly. You know, and then like if they're going to have Crash in there, he needs to have the taunt where he pulls out the bullhorn and just like,
exactly.
That should just be his special.
Yeah. Yeah. Double damage versus Mario or something.
Only Mario.
But only Mario, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, let's wrap this thing up here. All right. Mel, where can people find you?
And the Discord. That's going to be it.
Right on, right on. And as Kirby Geeks, if you guys want to talk to her, she's Kirby Geek in the...
They'll figure that out pretty quickly.
Yeah,
they just follow you anyway.
Just look for the watermelons. You'll know it's her. Destin, where can we find you, boss?
You can find me behind my Switch. I need to finish up Celeste. Like I said, DM me if you want to like play it at ludicrous levels of volume and just throw your head back in ecstasy. I'm also in the Discord. You can find me under Eggnot. creamy Christmas Eggnot.
For the month, maybe.
The week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the flavor of the week.
Eric, where can we find you, boss?
Twitter, Discord. That's about it right now. I promise every week that I'm going to start streaming, and eventually I mean it. So be on the lookout. I will be on Twitch streaming. All of it's 80, 0XERO. So.
Right on. Right on, guys. You can follow me on Twitter at N64Josh. The same on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. Everything is N64Josh. You can follow this show at the N Powercast. The show notes for this episode will be N64Josh.com/NPC151. You can email us if you want to have your question read. It's NPC@N64Josh.com. And if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. You want to save $10 automatically at checkout? Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. All chairs are $20 off and free shipping right now. I do have a Patreon if you guys want to check it out. Patreon.com/n64josh. You get an extra podcast for just a dollar. There's other tiers available as well, as including custom t-shirts and things like that. And I do have a merch store if you guys want to check that out too. n64josh.com/store. All right, come and join the Discord. We want to hang out with you. We have good conversation in there, talking games, talking life, talking food, whatever. Come hang out. It's a good time. That's n64josh.com/discord. We have a Facebook group. If Facebook's your thing, n64josh.com/Facebook group. Lastly, guys, if you can rate and review on iTunes, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. We love the feedback. We love hearing from you guys. Thank you so much for sticking with us through 151 episodes. This is crazy. It's unreal. If you could do us a huge, huge favor, screenshot your phone while you're listening to this, post it on your Instagram, post it on your Snapchat, Twitter, whatever. Share the show with your friends. We'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. And make sure to show up to those streams coming on Saturday. All right, get some prizes and whatnot. So we'll see you guys later. Bye now.